A U.S. diplomatic team is traveling to Kenya to assist in negotiations aimed at ending Sudan's 21-year-long civil war. The State Department says an agreement is expected to be signed in the coming days. Negotiations between the government in Khartoum and Sudan's People's Liberation Army have come close to being successful before, but have been derailed by issues of oil and ethnicity. The conflict pits the Islamic Arabic-speaking Sudanese government against Christian rebels who are fighting for greater autonomy in the south. Meanwhile, the international community has been struggling with another ethnic conflict in Sudan, in the Darfur region in the west. The New York Sun's Dina Temple-Raston is in Chad near the border with Darfur. How is the crisis in the west of Sudan related to its ongoing civil war?
Well, as they started negotiations for the north-south civil war, people in the West, who are mostly black African, have felt that they've been marginalized for some time, and they thought this was an opportunity to sort of push the government into recognizing them and giving them more representation in Khartoum. So when they tried to do that, the government responded by essentially launching what is being called now a ethnic cleansing campaign.
That ethnic cleansing campaign the State Department has described as a major humanitarian crisis there in Darfur, near where you are. What's the situation facing these refugees?
It's pretty awful, and it's likely to get worse. I mean, they're not just refugees in UN camps. They're sort of the lucky ones. There are a lot of squatters and settlements around as they've come across the border, and they don't have anything to eat. And we've been traveling around and talking to them for almost a week now. And in one settlement, they've been there for 3 months, and 23 children have died. And it will get worse because the rains come next month in June. And when the rains come, where a lot of these people are, it's just going to be flooded. They don't have shelter, which means malaria, cholera, all these other things are likely to be an even bigger problem. And some sort of NGO-type agencies have said that there could be 2,500 people dying a day come December when famine and the disease finally really kick in.
International human rights groups have accused the Khartoum government of using Arab militias to carry out this campaign. Ethnic cleansing is a strong word. Have you evidence of that?
Yes, there's plenty of it. And Human Rights Watch has just come out with a report just in the last week or so about this. But we've been talking to survivors in different villages. And essentially what happens is planes come over the village and drop these bombs that are made of oil drums with shrapnel and explosives inside. And these are not on military bases, but on regular villages. And then right behind them, within an hour, this Arab militia come in on horseback. They're known as the Janjaweed, with whips and guns, and start killing men and often children. They leave the women alone in terms of killing. They're raping the women. And then they torch the houses and they leave. And if there are two rebel groups now in Darfur that are trying to protect the citizens, and if those two rebel groups begin to shoot at the Janjaweed, the Sudanese army comes in and essentially is acting as a protective force for these Arab militia. So there's no question that it's all hand in glove.
Thanks very much. The New York Sun's Dina Temple-Raston is reporting from the border of Chad and Sudan.